Yeah, boy. So this is a segment where we try lollies. We let you know if they're good. We let you know if they're bad. And, oh, man, last week hurt. We had these spoiled lollies that were extremely spicy. But apparently I had a milder version.
Yeah, you got let off pretty easy.
Because they were left out in the air, and apparently that makes it less spicy. We concluded.
So, yeah, our scientific conclusions.
Sort of. But, so we're gonna do a shopping trip, and we're going to get those again. Because I think I need to actually, realize my potential.
Yeah, on air, live.
Yeah, of course. So these are gotten from, I think, Ewan, who you might remember used to do a lot of these segments when he was a producer here. He still technically is. He's working full-time, though, in camera selling, I think. So if you need a camera, hit up Ewan. Oh, that's maybe you're not. I didn't say the company, so it's fine.
But yeah, it's
probably
okay.
Dodgy. Hey, so anyway, these are apparently from a friend of Ewan's. It took about 6 months to get them to us in classic Ewan fashion. These are Kit Kats from Japan, and two flavors. We got one we're going to save, but these two we've got in front of us are sake.
I feel like it's sake. I'm not sure.
Japanese alcohol. I think Jake Morecambe's out there somewhere. He knows. I think he went to Japan recently, and he's been learning Japanese. So I better ask him. Jake, if you can hear me, just come in the studio, man. Like, seriously, we don't mind. And then Robin Raisin. Oh, he is. Yeah, Jake, come in. Jake Morecambe from the Think Team. Just coming in the studio. Man, we're on this one here. How you going?
I am so good. I am so glad that this segment is still alive and
well. Yeah, if you don't know, this was actually born out of Jake and I about 2 years ago on a Friday drive. Jake's our old stomping ground.
Oh, my God. So what do you have here? Kit Kats.
Yeah, because I was thinking, sake or sake?
Sake.
Sake.
Oh,
sake.
There you go. Sake. I was wrong.
Because it's spelt S-A-K-E in English, but then it's actually pronounced ke in Japanese.
Right.
Or sake.
Yeah, because I did Japanese in year 9. I've been getting my Duolingo on to try and get back into it. So
is Duolingo the one that has the little bird in it, and it says if you do not kind of upkeep on your practice or anything, this bird will drink poison. It's brutal.
Really?
To keep you on the regs, keep your language in check, and it says if you do not do this, the Duolingo bird will drink poison.
I didn't know that. I've just been getting passive aggressive emails. It's time for your daily lesson. But I get them at 12 in the morning, and so I don't know why I would do it then. But hey, do you want to partake in the sampling?
Absolutely.
Okay. So these here, we've been going a bit hard with these, Jake. We had these bored lollies, and they're really, really spicy. These are actually quite a tame lolly, I would say. But yeah, rum and raisin, and I've never really had much rum and raisin flavored stuff. I never had sake. Did you have any in your trip to Japan recently?
Well, when I went there, I didn't kind of go crazy on the okashi, which means confectionery in Japanese.
Uh-huh. Nice,
I didn't actually go to bonkers, but there's some really interesting stuff around there. I don't know. I think I had plenty of green tea stuff.
Yeah, they love the green tea Kit Kats.
Plenty of Pocari Sweat, which is essentially, I think, an equivalent of a Powerade or something, but it's got like a crap load of electrolytes in it, and you just buy it for 100 yen, which is $1 in the Judohanbaiki, which is the vending machines.
Yeah, right.
So I just drank crap tons of that.
I remember my housemate. Yeah, my housemate Carly, who was from Brazil and for some reason was living in student accommodation at the age of 29, was he was really into it. He bought it one time and he was like, yeah, you gotta try this. And I didn't try, I was too scared. But these smell really, really strong, this sake one.
Wow, okay.
Smells incredibly strong.
Getting some actuality here. Oh, crap, yeah. Oh, it does actually smell like sake as well.
Oh, is that what it smells like?
Yeah.
I wonder if it is laced with it, maybe.
So how are you judging the lollies these days? What's the vibe?
You're
eating it, and then you give it ratings for certain aspects.
We've got taste, marketability, appearance.
The oh my god, formula, I feel this is the old format. It's amazing.
It's holding strong. And these, they taste,
they're all right. It tastes a bit weird.
It kind of just tastes like white chocolate Kit Kat to me.
Yeah.
But with a weird aftertaste.
A little bit, yeah. I'm picking up on something at the end here.
A little bit fermented.
It's got a white little creamy thing
probably.
In there. The thing is, I really rate normal Kit Kats, so I don't see why you should mess with a winning formula.
I had a salted caramel one yesterday, I believe.
Mm.
Which is apparently, I think, a new Australian variety of Kit Kat. I don't think they venture as too far to do a beer infused Kit Kat. Nor do I think that has a whole lot of marketability. I don't necessarily see the marketability in this one in a Western context, but in Japan, they love everything kooky and everything infused with weird things.
You're right.
So are we doing it in a Western context or in a Japanese context?
I would say just, I sort of go for... I could say, you could say in Japanese context, I mean, I think that's where it was bought. Yeah. So it's hard for us to be, I mean, I literally have no idea. Obviously, if they like sake, I guess, but I couldn't see the Australian equivalent of like VB Kit Kats doing really well. It'd just be funny for one day and it's yeah, like, oh, this like tastes like crap.
When they tried to do Vegemite chocolate.
Yeah, wasn't it? Someone blasted me. I was roasting that the other day on this segment and someone's like, it was actually really good. And so, no, I don't...
It was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, and hold on. The rum and raisin one's the exact same colour.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a bit disappointed that it's white chocolate. Oh, this smells chocolate.
Like friggin' bag of crap. This is terrible. I hate raisins.
Yeah, no, raisins are anything kind of in the legume family I'm not a huge fan of, to be honest. I don't even know if they're a legume, but I'm just going to assume that. I'm going to go appearance-wise, it looks like any other chocolate.
Yeah.
It's not really like hitting the mark for me all that
Packaging-wise, you've got a shot on here, which is, I guess, excites people, the idea of looking at the imagery of a shot, maybe, and get some endorphins happening, but... You know, and the packaging of the... It comes in a little box, like a display box, and that is actually kind of cool.
That is nice,
but
yeah.
Appearance of lolly. I mean, this... Yeah, this is not anything special. A white Kit Kat. You know what they look like. Same branding. Same aspect ratio.
True. I'm going to say a 6 for the appearance. Actually, no, I'm going to say a 5 for the appearance.
That's generous 6, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 3, man. Like, who cares?
Oh, wow.
Like, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly.
Excite me. Come
nothing,
on.
Yeah, like, if this was going to be, like, rum and raisin, I was fully expecting it to be, like,
cause no
chocolate.
Doubt.
Like, actual milk chocolate.
Because no doubt these cost $14 each, so,
oh, my God, that
you know.
One.
Are you rum and,
the
raisin?
Rum and raisin?
That one tastes like alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. That one tastes like
it's
rum.
It's Monday. Monday.
Man, not for us. Every day is Friday, even though it's Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it does taste alcoholic,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does taste very
I'm scared. Me breaking some community broadcast laws right now. Come and get me is what I have to say. If you know, I'm just kidding.
Marketability, I'm going to go a 6 if we're looking from an Australian context. I think that there's also a growing appetite, pun intended, for like Western culture. Really, Japan's become massive.
Mm.
And also Japan kitsch and niche sort of stuff is really picked
Daiso's
up.
Daiso's are popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
There's one across the road here. Like even Japanese restaurants. There's a ramen restaurant down the road from me, which I go to all the time. It's amazing. I think that in terms of marketability, we've got like weird chocolate going on. Alcohol always makes Australians really giddy. I'm probably going to say like 6 or 7 for the marketability of these ones.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like there's definitely pockets of the community that love, whether it be just anything Japanese culture, they want it. Whether and even if it doesn't really suit them.
Nor do they really understand what it is.
Exactly.
It's just kind of like that appeal of the unknown. It's like, oh, wow, it's from somewhere else. And it's probably like, you know, when people look at things that are Australiana and they're like, oh, my God, from an outside
this
context.
This cork hat, I'm going to wear this in the CBD.
Oh, my God, a stubby. Never heard of that. And then we're just like cringing here.
Yeah.
So it's probably vice versa.
I remember I was at a party once at this place, this uni accommodation, and I remember this guy was really rich and he was from Zimbabwe, but his dad was like a billionaire. Like literally, all his Snapchats, he would act like he's a rapper, like in a car and like playing music. And I remember he said to me one time, I had this little, you know, the tiny BB bottles that have like no neck.
Yeah.
Those are the ones. And I was drinking that. He's like, yo. Yeah, he had like a bottle of Hennessy or something, like 3,000. He's like, yo, that looks sick, man. Like, where'd you get that? I'm like, dude, that. You don't want to drink this, man. He's like, no, yo, it looks sick. Oh, no. So he just was innocent. So, look, I think you're right. There's definitely pockets of the community that love this stuff. I mean, me personally, I'm not rushing.
Not sold.
I'm not lining up outside the store to get one of these. Just based on the fact that it's a, you know, rum and raisin, sake, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's potential. I think, what would we say, taste-wise...
I'm going to say a 4.
Oh,
I liked the sake one.
I'm going to go like a 3. I did not really enjoy it. I don't really like white chocolate to begin with.
Mm.
And like the first one tasted a bit fermented and the second one just tasted like alcohol.
I liked the sake one. I've never had it. So maybe that's, I mean, because we always think about it as well. The problem with these and, oh man, every
what grinds your gears, right?
Every product we've ever had, I think, in this segment, bar like one, when they claim they're going to taste like something, it never does. It'll be like bacon flavored cheese, and it doesn't taste like any of those things. And so I'm actually, I can't tell you if this is like sake. I've never had it before.
Right.
Can't tell you if it's like rum and raisin. I mean, I've had rum, but you know, whatever. So I'm liking the taste of definitely the sake. Rum and raisin can get lost, but sake, man, I'll give that like a 6.5, 7, maybe.
Right, okay. Well, I think accumulating all these scores, the chocolates across all of our points rallied, it's like, I think it's probably scraping like a pass into a credit.
Yeah,
university scaling.
Yes.
Not too bad, but not that great.
Yeah. I would still take normal chocolate over this.
Yeah, so would I.
If someone rocked up at a party with these, I'd be pissed off. Like, you know?
That's all they had.
Yeah.
Like, mum catered tonight. It's like, it's literally sake Kit Kat. Yeah. No thanks, mum.
Nah. So, look, with that being said, it's great. You know, we're all living. Life's about enjoying whatever foods you like. And if that if that is sake Kit Kats, then, you know, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
We just got to live. But Tash, Jake, friggin' catch you later.